Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Devin Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
Well, it's been a long time.
That's my fault. I'm so sorry, Clean Freaks.
We can blame this on Dana.
I just admitted fault. You don't have to place blame.
I'm going to place blame. It's summertime, you know, there's a lot of things going on and, you know, we dropped the ball, but you know what they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
So I really hope you're totally in love with us now.
Yes.
Yes.
So, we at one point were talking about doing a shit show.
Not the kind of shit show you might actually expect. Like
yes.
A real shit show.
Yeah.
Like a show on shit.
A show on shit. So, and we're going to do sort of a pre-shit show today, okay? And it's about pooping naked, all right? Now, we don't like to use articles much anymore, especially because, you know, we've come to the conclusion that, like, we don't need to use articles because we know so much, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So, but I did happen to come across this article, and this was an article that I really did not know much about. So we are going to refer to an article this time
Okay. Because
we just kind of have to. It is an article on pooping naked. And when I was reading it, I was kind of like, whoa, I need to start pooping naked. I'm so into it. It's not even funny.
Weird. It yeah. just sounds weird. But when you actually read the article, you're like, huh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so like I said, we don't like to do too many article stuff because we're so brilliant and all that. But, you know, this was definitely something that, you know, caught my eye and I don't know much about it, you know. So,
right.
You know, I think, you know, moving forward in the future, you know, if we come up with something that we really don't know about, that will refer to the article. And like I said, pooping naked is one of them. Okay. So. When you first read this article, like, what were your first reactions before we start even talking about the article?
Well, when I first read the title, I was like, or actually, I saw you had it written down over on your counter. I saw the two ideas for shows that I was like, the first one was Pooping Naked, and I just giggled. And I was like, okay,
uh-huh.
So I'm going to be interesting. And then I read the article that you sent me, and I was like, that actually makes sense. That
yes.
actually makes sense. Okay. So there's some real knowledge in this. So you can giggle if you want to. I mean, you can giggle the whole time. I'm sure we're going to laugh a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
it's a really good info. Do you hear I still have sexy Phoebe voice?
But from your
from
sickness
my weekend.
Last time?
No, I'm not sick anymore. It's from my weekend.
Well, you had a kind of camping
festival music festival
this weekend.
Birthday celebration. Like thousands of people came to my party. It was amazing.
I mean, I wouldn't get all up in your head like that.
Oh, no, it was all for me.
Yeah, oh, it was all for Dana. Because the world revolves around Dana. That's what Dana thinks, but
and
we all know that.
So brilliant.
And that we know that that's not true. All right. Well, the brilliant part is, of course. But okay. So part of this article is like the restriction, like clothing restricts you.
Right. And you don't really think about that in terms of how it affects your elimination.
Yeah. Because when I think about pooping, I think about like pulling your pants down and like your clothes are around your ankles.
Right.
Okay. So this kind of gives another like little idea here. So the first thing is like, you know, poop like nature intended.
Right. We're all animals.
Yeah. And I've read some other things too over the past years that talked about you should be pooping in squatting position.
Thus the squatty potty's popularity.
Yes.
I actually saw that in somebody's house recently.
Yeah,
like,
really?
People do have this.
Yeah, so there was something about the way that the colon is shaped, okay, that when you're in a squatting position, it's more like nature intended.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, like toilets have only been around for, what, several hundred years, maybe.
Yeah,
okay,
something like
if that. And so before that, you know, where'd we, you know, we pooped in a different way. Okay,
poop in a hole.
Yeah, and don't quote me on that because I don't have the history on pooping. It's just not something that I look up. It could be thousands of years, okay? But the point is that at one point, man did not have toilets, okay? So keep to the point, people.
You keep to the point.
I'm talking to the people.
Okay.
Okay, so so they say that, you know, poop like nature intended because of that reason, so that, you know, people in like evolutionary, from an evolutionary perspective, maybe even this Paleolithic thing that's very, very popular, that, you know, people just kind of walked around without restrictive clothing on and they just kind of pooped.
So are you like sending signals to the brain that, you know, when you're completely naked and you're squatting that, hey, it's time. Is that what they're talking about?
Maybe.
That's what the article says.
Oh, that's what the article says?
Did you even read it?
I did read the article. I don't remember reading that, though. Okay, so, you know, remove your clothes and squat if you can, or lean in. Elimination will be faster, easier, and more complete. This will help prevent fecal stagnation.
Oh, that sounds so sexy.
Yes, which is a prime factor in colon cancer, appendicitis, and inflammatory bowel disease, which is IBD, which is interesting, like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and those types of things. So
they even say it's not just your bottoms that you should take off. It's also like tight, restrictive tops, like, you know, sports bras and, you know, like the tight CrossFit shirts and things like that. They restrict the abdomen and they restrict blood flow, which also what?
Well, which people, I don't think people would even think about because I wouldn't even really think about that.
No, like, it's just like my butt needs to be free.
Exactly. So what would like a bra or like a tight spandexy shirt really have to do anything with eliminate pooping, elimination? Okay. But apparently it does. Yeah. So when you poop naked, it's more relaxing, they say. Okay. So, you know, and I'll just read this little section here. Before you place your butt down on the toilet, you automatically pull your pants down below your knees. Consider taking a poop naked, at least, you know, at least from the waist down. This will send your body a signal that it's time to relax your sphincters and produce a bowel movement.
That's such a great word.
What?
Sphincter.
Sphincter muscles. So, you know, it that's kind of interesting that, you know, you can, it sends a message to your brain to relax your anal sphincter muscles.
Right. Now, the next thing, pooping naked also offers you a quick and tidy option to move from toilet to shower. Do you shower after you poop?
I'll tell you, that's the best.
It may be the best, but, like, what if you're at work?
Well, yeah. Well,
excuse me while all my clothes are on the floor. Oh, don't mind what you see under the stall.
I will say this, that 98% of the time, yes, I shower after I poop within an hour.
That's a Deb statistic.
Yes, because here's the thing. I've got a routine, okay? I get up in the morning. I have a cup of coffee. What does that do? It makes you
poop.
It makes you poop, right? And then I, you know, do my business. I don't do it naked, though, because what I'll usually do is I'll go and then, like, I'll come and do, like, an errand or something in the house, and then I'll take a shower, like, before I, you know, get ready to go to work or go out or whatever. So, but I will say this, that maybe what I'm going to do is do it maybe just a little bit different, a little bit quicker. So when I poop, I'm going to just strip, and then I'm going to hop in the shower because it's just, it's great. I mean, there's nothing worse, okay, and I can't even believe we're really talking about this, but there's nothing worse than taking a shower and then pooping.
I totally agree.
Yeah, not
God,
not,
what a wasted opportunity that was.
I know. It's just bad. So, 98-ish percent of the time, I'm definitely pooping before I take a shower. I never thought that I'd be having this conversation to the public about my pooping habits, but, you know, look, it is a natural bodily function. Matter of fact, it's a very healthy function.
Everybody poops. Didn't you read that book when you were a kid?
Everybody poops. And remember, we did a Facebook Live talking about that. You know, even the hottest people in the world, they poop. But, you know, I think that just on that note, if we can start to change our mindset and our perception about pooping, that it would actually be really healthy. Because I think that, you know, we look at it as, oh my God, that's so gross. The anus is so gross, blah, 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 blah. But the reality is that it's not only a natural bodily function, but it is one of the most vital bodily functions that there is, because it gets waste out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, it's something that everybody needs to do. It's something that everybody does. And it's almost like we have to make friends with pooping.
Make friends with pooping.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like love the fact that we poop. Love the fact that your partner poops. And that's the way his or her body is eliminating what his or her body needs. I think that, you know, I'm almost there with like having a loving relationship with pooping.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I really am.
I think you've gone off the deep end.
No, I'm dead serious. Like, a loving relationship with poop. Not only that, I think there's something that's very, very sensual about it.
Dude, if I come over next time and you're, like, in a poop mask, I'm going to run. I'm trying this new thing.
I'm going to be walking around naked, okay? And I'm just going to, like, leave the door open to the bathroom and just, like, poop. And, you know, I'm thinking that you should be able to be part of that with me.
No, I don't want to be part of it. Do you remember the picture I took when you were on the toilet? That's what Deb was doing.
I could be smiling while I'm eliminating. And, you know, I mean, it would be a happy occasion.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so the other thing too that this says, and this is again some things that like people don't necessarily think about, is that, you know, keeping your anus clean has a lot of other health benefits. Like, it lowers your risk of developing colorectal cancer, because you know, if you have all kinds of bacteria and waste product in your butt, like, that's not good, you know, because that bacteria just kind of like stays there. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why showering is actually a really good idea after pooping. It lowers your risk for experiencing irritable bowel syndrome. It lowers your risk of developing chronic constipation and chronic diarrhea.
Less gas, it says too.
That makes sense
because if you're freeing it, then it's not there to all bubble up.
Yeah, less risk of developing hemorrhoids. You will absorb water and minerals more efficiently, and you'll feel lighter and more comfortable. And that's true. Like, mm-hmm. after you take poop, like, you know, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel lighter, a little more bounce in your step,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're getting weighed down. So, you know, it's a freeing and less stressful experience.
Oh, my God. I have one of my really good friends. She loves pooping. She has this kind of mentality, actually. She'll announce it. She's like, I have to poop. And then she'll run. And literally, it takes her like 20 seconds.
And she just drops it out.
Yeah, she drops it out. She's got like a massively wonderful metabolism.
Yeah.
She's like, come running down the steps 20 seconds later. You're like, seriously, you're done?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that was great.
You know, on that note, I've met some people in the past that like will spend, and this used to be the old kind of image of men in the bathroom,
uh-huh.
that they would spend like just hours in there, like,
yeah.
sitting on the toilet, like
reading a paper.
Reading a paper. And
now they read their phone.
Yeah.
Ew. Do you bring your phone in the bathroom? I don't like to do that.
No, not really. I'm a hit it and quit it type gal. You know, like, let's just keep it moving.
Yeah.
But on that, like straining, you know, like, if you don't have to go, why are you going to sit on the toilet for 30 minutes? And maybe there's something that I don't understand about this. So if anybody out there is actually like, you know, thinking, well, she just doesn't understand, please enlighten me, because, you know, I don't understand.
Yeah, like, put it in the comments. Tell us about your straining problems.
And tell us why you would choose to waste 30 minutes when you could be doing something else, like
Deb's being
cleaning.
Completely serious here.
Yeah, like, yeah. You could clean until you really have to go poop, and then just go do it, you know, and get it over with. Unless that 30 minutes prior to pooping and you're sitting on the toilet is your time of zen. Like, it's your time to relax. Okay. And if that's the case, that's fine. I would, however, offer a few more options, okay?
Like actually meditating.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe doing a little exercise, you know, instead of just going in the bathroom, shutting the door, and, like, sitting in your
Well, for people with children, that sometimes is the only alone time you get.
Yeah.
So you don't have children, so
I don't need to have children for this. I have worked with thousands of people who have children that have that make plenty of time.
And do these people put their fingers under your bathroom door as you're trying to take a shit?
No. It's one of those things where it's like. It's resources versus resourcefulness, okay? And resources don't mean shit. It's how resourceful you are, okay?
Also true.
Yeah, so, you know, be it, you know, doing some exercise in your exercise room and putting your children in front of an educational program for, you know, 30 minutes or inviting your babysitter over or the next door neighbor.
So I can have a shit.
So I can do something, you know, for myself. Okay. So, so shitting is one thing, but also having that time to yourself is a resourcefulness perspective. I cannot stand it when people say things like, I have kids. I can't do that. Bullshit. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like I've worked with this for years, and I'm fortunate enough to see people who really have it together and other people who need some help getting it together, you know? So, okay, so on that note, I think that, are you going to try this? Are you going to poop naked?
Sure. I mean, I live alone. It's no big deal.
Yeah. I think it's definitely going to be something that I am going to try. And it's not for any other reason but the health factor of it.
Okay. I mean, they do mention the brain and gut connection. And
yeah.
This speaks to that. And I definitely believe that's a big thing. We've learned that it's a big thing, for real.
They're definitely interconnected. Okay, so if you have not pooped naked, then we suggest that you try pooping naked because there are a lot of benefits to it, and you might feel better, and you might not end up with some issues that we, you know, just talked about.
Okay, so do we have a clean freak fix? When all
sure.
else fails, bring baby wipes.
When all else fails.
When you
fails,
can't shower.
Yeah. Here's a clean free fix, okay? Your toilet paper that you get from the regular store is bleached.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go and get your Scott or whatever, you are wiping with potentially some chemicals that
people get their asses bleached. So
people do get their asses bleached, but
is not the same thing.
Yeah. And we're not in agreement
Miami.
With that because it's so bad for you.
What do you mean? We're not in agreement. I didn't say that I did it.
Yeah. I'm just saying we're not telling people to go and get their,
we don't stand
anuses.
Behind that.
We're not in agreement with
I
it.
See,
yes.
Yes.
So if you go to a store, like more of a natural store, they have unbleached,
mm-hmm.
and then they also have like recycled
yes.
toilet paper so that when you are pooping naked, you're not getting chemicals when you're wiping
mm-hmm.
in your butt. So
all right,
that was a clean freak fix that like really like...
You just went, pulled that one out of your ass.
I pulled that out of my ass.
In your unbleached ass.
In my unbleached ass. And it was quite good because I don't think a lot of people know that about toilet paper. You know, I'm personally a fan of bidets.
Ah, yes.
I think they are absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. They have that that bidet, the thing that you can actually attach to your toilet.
Yes.
I wonder how that works.
Yes. Well, I may get one and you can use it. Maybe in another house or
I'll
maybe
like,
this
excuse
one.
Me, I'll be gone for 30 minutes feeling zen on your bidet.
And I'm just going to hang out. with the bidet.
I'm not pooping. I'm just really loving this.
When you call me, you're gonna be like, Deb, what are you doing? I'm just hanging out, Deb. Are you on the bidet again? Deb, you're getting addicted to it. Deb, stop.
Not a bad addiction to have, I guess.
We're going to need to have an intervention.
There are definitely worse ones.
Yes. Well, this is true. Okay, so try it, people. And again, you know, pooping is natural. You can have a relationship with your body and accept it and accept the natural detoxification and function and all of that of your bodies. So, you know, it's a good thing. Have a relationship with it and try it naked.
Peace out.
Yeah, peace out. Go take a poop.
Bye.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.